Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
We are not professionals here.
Welcome back to Okla Said.
That's my line.
Oh.
Welcome back to Okla Said, the official Okla Ed podcast.
Yep. Here we are at iPadPalooza day two.
Hey, what's the hashtag for iPadPalooza OU?
Okay, no, you have to say it. You got to be careful because you might forget a letter. But it's hashtag IPLZAOU.
All right.
Did I get it right?
You got it right.
I had a trouble saying it earlier.
I had trouble saying it earlier.
One of us had trouble saying it earlier.
All right. Well, this is, like we said, the official podcast of Okla Ed. However, we are not following a Twitter chat with this one.
Nope, no Twitter chat. But I feel like it's sort of how we do it in real life anyway. We've got like five or six listeners, and we got like five or six people in this room. Counting us.
They're all into their own devices, though.
They are.
It's all right. It's all right. Well, if you're listening to this for the first time, or if you've listened in the past, don't forget to share the podcast with others and subscribe to it so that you can listen to it also all the time.
Perhaps it could be a good thing to listen to.
You may get a notification on your telephone if we have a new episode.
That is correct. And you can subscribe to this podcast on Stitcher or in the iTunes podcast store.
Yes, very much so.
I listen to it on Stitcher. I listen to us at two speed, twice normal talking.
I try not to listen to us all the way. I do get on and pull it up to make sure that the audio for the telephone call went well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love hearing your edits in the beginning. I love our intro. I love our intro. And then I like your weird clips at the end where I'm usually being made the butt of a joke, but it's fun.
No, it's not always. Sometimes it's me. In fact, we Skype. When we do this, we use Skype to record because we live in different communities.
Yes.
And in that time setting that up, there's always some sort of conversation or banter.
That you're always recording.
And I'm always, it's recording by the time that Aaron logs in. So there you go.
Okay, well, I am Aaron Barnes. You can find me on the Twitters at ebarnes73. And in the Twitter sphere, Scott Hazelwood, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Teach From Here. Something else, though, to consider with the podcast is there's usually a web page associated with it.
Yes.
So the web page will have all of the tweets embedded into it. And Aaron, you just made an obscene gesture towards that man over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can see all the tweets on the webpage. And in fact, June Kim always sends hilarious tweets with GIFs and memes.
Yes.
And so
on the
webpage,
you can
see that? Right. You can see that on the webpage. Yeah, indeed.
Still can't log in. Well, today we are doing a live session.
Right.
We've got a few ding-dongs in the room, but we've also got a really cool, awesome teacher from Dewey, Oklahoma, who's joined us because she wants to know about podcasting.
So let's talk about podcasting.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, you are familiar with podcasting, but what it boils down to is it's frequently an audio file, but could be video.
Yes.
And it downloads onto your phone through some sort of application like the podcast player for iTunes or Stitcher or
Podbean.
I've
used that one in the past.
Right. There's several different podcasty things. And then you can listen to those things being discussed.
Each episode.
Yeah, shared or whatever. And as you are driving or whatevering, you could be listening to a podcast.
Yes. And each individual episode of a podcast are called episodes. I made the mistake early in the podcast saying, are we going to podcast again or are we going to do a new podcast? And that would mean a new whole other podcast.
Now, one of the things you can't get out of our podcast is the video part.
But if you follow at Johnny Curriculum, at June Kim, or Mr. Rogers on the Twitters, I'm sure you'll find it right now.
And it would be... If only we could have a picture of them taking a picture of you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, so that is podcasting.
That is podcasting. Now, there are some podcasts that are pretty good. I like to listen to several different ones. Do you have a favorite?
I listen to the West Wing Weekly. Mm-hmm. Love that one. It follows the West Wing as they rewatch it with a super fan and one of the actors from the show, Joshua Molina. I also really love Presidential. And my new favorite is the guy from Reading Rainbow. Thank you, LeVar Burton, from the audience. LeVar Burton has LeVar Burton Reads. And so you know
how
he used to read on Reading Rainbow? Mm-hmm, he's doing adult, mostly science fiction,
right.
Yeah, but short stories. So you can listen to LeVar Burton read just like in your childhood. Oh.
That's excellent. I myself.
Yes. What
enjoy,
do you listen to?
I enjoy listening to. You got me onto Presidential, so okay. I'm up to. I've had 3 assassinations so far.
Yes.
I think I'm up to Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay. Oh, he's good.
Yeah, I haven't got to him yet, but I found it interesting listening to Presidential. By the way, that one of our early presidents was in the first 5 or 6. One of the Hamiltons, a Taylor, one of the Taylors,
yeah.
Wherever he showed up, his like great grandson.
He's got 2 living great grandsons.
Still alive.
Yes.
What the heck?
That is so he had kids at 70.
Right.
And those kids had kids at 70.
Right.
So he's
got it like an 85-ish year old great grandson.
Yes.
And they can still talk about grandpa.
Yeah. Well,
which
they weren't,
dad, I don't know.
Anyway.
The math is funky.
We are not going to be able to edit out all the pauses
and
wrong information today.
We won't do it today. It's going from here to there.
Yes. So what's your process?
For this one?
Well, for this one, yeah, sure.
Well, let's talk about how Oakless Head came into being.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you remember how it started?
We were like, we should talk about this stuff later.
That was pretty much how it started. In a tweet one night after a particularly awesome episode of Oakla Ed.
Okay, well then remind me, because I think
I've
forgotten.
You had tweeted out that, oh my God, and you tweeted me.
I did not say OMG.
You go, oh my God.
Oh my word.
You were like, oh my God, you guys, there has to be a podcast. And you tweeted several different people in there.
And who else did I tweet?
Well, Wes Fryer was in there.
Because he's a podcaster.
He's a podcaster. And I was in there.
Because
a
podcaster.
And you were in there. And I can't remember who the other person was. And I thought that was great. I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
We should be having some sort, because not everybody participates in Twitter.
Right.
For a variety of reasons.
But most of the people who listen to this probably participate in Twitter.
And that's the whole goal, is to hopefully get this to those that don't participate so they can still have some sort of connection to that.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the genesis of where this came from. And Aaron and I jumped all over that and told Aaron I'd do it if she would help.
And I was like, what do you need me for? But that is how this one got started.
Yeah.
How about Drive? How'd you start
so
that
So the Drive started with, in grad school, driving 70 minutes from where I lived in Southwest Edmond to Stillwater. And there's just no fast way to do that drive.
Yeah.
And I was reading a lot of different things. I was listening to a lot of different podcasts, Freakonomics, the TED Radio Hour, a lot of things that just really challenged my thinking. And I thought, man, I'm consuming, and I need to do something that gives back. Whether one person listens to it or no person listens, I'm giving it back. So that's where the drive came from. And I haven't done a drive episode since the ISTE conference, but I have some ideas percolating around. But the whole dissertation thing right now is...
You blame
heavy
that
on my,
a lot, and I can't wait till it's over, so I can like, he's
going
to be a doctor, and I am not.
Yep.
Keep pushing it
and
in
I'm
my face.
I'm going to be like, Aaron, you will call me Dr. Hazelwood? And Aaron will do that.
Yeah, totally. But the process, and I started one with a student called Wall to Wall.
I think this is a great idea. Tell us more.
He wanted to do a podcast. He wants to get into communications and broadcasting, and I thought, let's do something around this. So we created an elective, a podcasting elective. And I said, what do you want to talk about? And he says, everything. And so it's wall to wall. And we talk about everything. And And it was really fun. And he took this, he's like, I don't want it to be scripted. And then you could tell from our early conversations that it was not scripted. And we had a lot of, you know, in between time. And so I said, you know, with this other podcast, we create a template and it kind of helps keep us on track. Once we created a template, like, it was awesome. And we both had to research, and he was kind of one of those reluctant students anyway. And so the fact that he was going out and researching some topics, even if it was stuff I wasn't super interested in, you know, it was really cool to see him doing some learning, that was, you know, relevant.
And Karen Bosch talked about that this morning.
Yeah.
Podcasting for students, giving them a voice.
Yeah.
Right.
And, we interviewed Vanessa Perez.
Right.
We did an interview on racism there, and that was his idea. Oh, and she was so full of information. And he really is a great conversationalist. Mm-hmm. So it was easy for that to carry over into podcasting.
And that's awesome.
I do think that podcasting can have several other applications in the classroom.
Right.
I am going to try this year, and I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to have some of my middle and upper elementary kids choose children's books.
Yeah, I think this idea is awesome.
And make an episode for each children's book so that my pre-K, kindergarten, first graders, second graders even, go to the bookshelf, pick out a book, go to the podcast, find that episode, and they can read along with mm-hmm. the other student without taking
awesome
up
idea.
Too much time.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that I've enjoyed doing the Oakland Set podcast with you is the opportunity to collaborate. I mean, we're demonstrating and modeling for others that we don't have to be in the same physical location to do something like this.
Right.
Which I think is something that as teachers and educators, we struggle with that because for how many decades and hundreds of years as teachers have we reached out? We needed somebody in our building with us or that I could drive to and have a conversation with.
Right.
And we don't have to do that anymore.
We definitely don't do that regularly
at
all.
No, and we can work on this at different, like, For our process, for us, we take the questions from the moderator, and that's basically our guideline for the discussion, and then we both independently add in the tweets that we enjoy, or think speak to us or to a situation,
and then we also add in flavor mm-hmm. of how we feel about that topic or what we're thinking on that topic, and maybe we agree and maybe we don't agree, or maybe we chose it for a specific reason even though it doesn't, you know, totally match or mimic the question, but it will, you know, bring up another conversation.
Yeah. And so we just have an outline that we work from.
Yeah.
And we don't script out everything that we're going to say.
That's correct.
And it works.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, that's us. That's how this works. Do any of the audience members have questions for us?
This will be the elevator music while we pause for questions.
If you want to text it, or if you'd like to come be on the podcast, why don't you just come ask your question?
You know, when you put your voice to the podcast, it allows you to be remembered forever and ever.
So what's your question? And so, who are you?
So this is Jun Kim. And my question is, why did Okla Said begin? What's the purpose of this podcast? What audience are you trying to hit? And what are you trying to impact?
Right. That's an excellent question.
That is an excellent question. I really just wanted the conversation to continue. You know, we talk for an hour every Sunday, and we're limited to 140 characters, so you have to be pretty darn specific. This was my way of cheating at 140 characters and getting to go into more depth on each of the questions. And so I guess the target audience is going to be educators, anybody who has any kind of advocacy for students and education, really. So that's the target audience. But it's really just to continue the conversation and go deeper into some of the questions. I'm a cheater. I push boundaries. I push limits. And I'm going to push 140 characters as much as possible.
And to piggyback on everything that Erin said and not disagree with her at all, because...
Because you do that too often.
Because she's right on. But I think also, too, the Okla Ed hashtag is one of the most popular educational Twitter hashtags in the United States. And even in our hemisphere, It's a very popular educational hashtag, and our chats on Sundays cover such a wide variety of topics that can benefit teachers at all levels, administrators at all levels, and even our communities where our schools reside. And I know not everybody is into Twitter and wants to be on Twitter and participate there. So I'm hoping that some people are in their car. We have a captive audience for about 30 to 45 minutes once a week.
While riding on the coattails of Oakley Ed.
Right.
Yeah.
So to bring in those things. Maybe you go for a jog around the neighborhood. You can listen to the podcast and not miss.
Yeah.
Do you listen to the podcast, June?
I listen to a couple.
Okay.
Not the whole session, but I've listened to a couple. Interesting. I'm trying to figure out where you guys are trying to go with this in the big picture of things.
Where would you like to see it go?
I don't know. Is
there anything missing?
Hard to say. I don't know what's missing since I don't know what questions to ask. This is the I'm not a big podcast listener, so that's why I'm trying to figure out what is this and what format are you trying to hit?
You know, you should listen to Serial.
Yeah.
If you're not a big podcast
listener.
That was
one of my first podcasts to listen to.
It will a true crime whodunit situation.
Which I think is still pending. Is it still pending?
Yes. Yeah. This is still a pending open case, sort of.
He's in jail.
He's in jail, but there's a lot of things happening outside of jail.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Serial, season one.
Okay.
You should check it out.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the audience?
So a podcast is anything you want to broadcast?
I would say anything.
Anything.
Could be anything. With the Wall to Wall podcast, we talked about Beyonce's pregnancy, and we also talked about my little student was super into Bernie, and
Bernie Sanders. Feel the burn.
Yeah, he was burned up, and so he wanted to talk about Bernie all the time and the issues that were, you know, coming up during the election season. And but then also wanted to hit Ed Sheeran's, you know, new album and to be able to talk about
everything
under the sun. So for that podcast, yes. For Drive, I think you're trying to challenge people. For this podcast, we're just going deeper into the Oakley Ed conversation. And like I said, I want to do a new podcast where children are reading to other children, but not necessarily in real time. The book can be read essentially as many times as the application will let it repeat. Mm-hmm. So
I think that is very good for the kids whose parents aren't really involved in their lives, and they can have someone read that book to them and check their words and vocabulary and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, and what I'm hoping for is not only are those little ones going to get read to, but my older kids learn inflection and tone and, you know, pausing at commas and giving some great drama to those books. Yeah. Good question. Thank you.
I think podcasting too can come into play at almost any classroom, just with just about any topic of learning. So you can have the kids be the reporter on the scene and just record what they see and how they try to answer. What is it? The five key questions: who, what, where, when, and how. So even a first even, and why? Yeah. Sorry, did I say one twice?
Who's the doctor? I don't know.
I don't answer those kind of questions. but even a first grader can talk into a microphone and knows how to start and stop something.
Yes.
And so you can have a first, and this kind of goes back too to like what Monica Burns was talking about and what
Karen Bosch
and Rashawn have all talked about, with letting the students do the creating. Like, they don't have to give us a worksheet anymore with the spaces filled in. And so you can't Wikipedia reading, you can't Wikipedia a podcast. Like, the kids are going to have to read, they're going to have to do something, and then they can share that. And now you can share once a day or once a week or whatever with your students.
Yeah.
I mean, they can do that for their parents. I would love to listen to my own kids.
My daughter uses something called FX Live. It's an app. And she loves making tutorials So, you know, I think with the podcasting, it would be just another way to share, another way to get out. My students really work hard for social shares. And if I share something out on Twitter, they're counting the number of people who have then clicked on that and looked at it. And I think this is just another way to get them out. And it's a standard multimodal mm-hmm. presentation. So using different means to present your information, different methods, we're hitting standards here too.
Okay, so I've never listened to you, never watched a podcast. What would be the first step that I would go for?
I am going to help you, and I'm going to download a few podcasts for you to listen to.
Okay.
But so, like he said, he uses Stitcher. I just use
the podcast app
that comes on the Apple phone. And so finding the venue that you want to use to listen to these podcasts, and then just Google great podcasts to listen to or whatever you're into. See if you can, because when I started listening to the West Wing Weekly, which rehashes the show that was made 16 years ago. I mean, it's insanely how relevant it is, but it's not super relevant, you know. I thought, oh my gosh, we could do this for Lost. And so I get in and see.
Who watches Lost anymore, Aaron?
I know, I just restarted this episode. I just restarted it.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. Anyway, but there were like 15 Lost podcasts. So I was like, okay, that's not going to happen. You know, so just searching, because you have this idea, you're like, let me get into education podcasts. You know, you're an educator. Maybe you want to listen to a few people. You can type in education podcasts and 50, 60, 100 of them will come up, mm-hmm. and you can decide which ones interest you. I mean, we may be boring to some people.
Terribly boring. Yeah. It's clear that we're not hits.
But you're getting your start.
Right, yes. Right. But we have folks that like to listen, and, yeah. and that's the deal. Like, our whole thing is if we can benefit a couple of folks. Like, if something that we've shared from the Okla Ed Chat, and because that's the genesis of all of this. So if something comes through the Okla Ed Chat that we think mm-hmm. is brilliant and it can benefit somebody down the road, then for me, that it's worth it. Because we can put an episode together. It takes us about an hour to do our call, and it doesn't take mm-hmm. It takes me maybe 15 minutes to do the editing. It really doesn't take very long. So about an hour and a half of my time over the course of a whole week is what goes into, and even prepping for the episode is only about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah. And some people get hung up in editing. I know that there are people who do not edit. They keep that, that
rawness.
You know, downtime. Yeah. The rawness, just to keep it real. I really only edit out long pauses where somebody was thinking, it helps cut down on the time. Somebody's getting really good at editing together outtakes. So at the very end of our show, you can hear a little outtake blooper reel, and that's super fun to listen to as well.
On my other podcast, On the Drive, I just open my computer in my car while I'm driving, and I basically hold the microphone right over my gut. So I'm driving and just talking. So I know if somebody is next to me at the stoplight, they're like, what is that idiot doing? He's holding a microphone and talking into it.
Yeah.
And I don't edit that at all, except to cut out. It's hard to turn it off when you're driving down the interstate, so sometimes that's a little tricky. But so I have to edit out the beginning and the end so it starts and kind of stops
yes.
correctly. But on that one, I don't edit out anything at all. There's been a couple of times when Aaron and I are doing whatever, and there's been an interruption of some sort. So
a motorcycle,
oh. A dog bark, or one time Aaron made a face. I could see a kind of the "you're annoying me" face, and then it's like, Scott, I'll be back. So
one that time would have probably been my child.
One time, like, my phone rang in the middle of it, and it was a really loud ring. I mean, so we edit some of that out, but for the most part, we don't edit too much.
No.
On our final
the only other thing we splice in is so the Okla Ed Chat happens on Sunday nights, and we usually record around Wednesday, Thursday. I will do a phone interview with the person that moderated the Okla Ed Chat and try to get, like, what the feel was, what they were expecting. Did their expectations get met? What was the favorite question? Did they learn anything? And that's been a lot of fun, too, just getting to talk to different educators across the state you know, for Okla Said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron's had a really fun time doing that too, I think.
Yeah, I really have.
Reaching out and calling folks.
Well, and a couple of them, like Megan Lloyd, I went and met real time.
Right.
IRL in real life.
IRL in real life. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and Jonathan Atchley, who was just in here a few minutes ago, he's actually was on one of our first podcasts before we kind of settled into a format.
Yes. And so at that time, we were trying to get the moderator to be a part of the podcast episode with us, which was really difficult. It's already difficult enough for the two of us to meet, you know, virtually
at
the same time. And so adding a third or a fourth person, if there are two moderators for the week, is very difficult.
We've recorded at all different times of day too, which is hilarious because, yeah, we've recorded at 8 a.m. before. We've recorded it, I think the latest we've done is 8:30 or 9 at night.
Yeah.
There's been times when Aaron has just popped out of a shower or I've just walked home from whatever and like nothing here should be videoed, but here we are because we got to get it out.
And I'll usually snap a picture because, like he said, we use Skype to do it. And so I like whenever he's like taking a bite of an apple or something, saying, here we are, we're recording another one. So yeah.
One time I had a peach that,
yes,
for whatever reason, was really fascinating to me.
Any other questions?
So you Skype to prepare for your podcast, or do you?
No, we Skype to do our podcast. We prepare in a Google Doc. And we can share that out with you, the template that we kind of use and follow. And that's really just to keep us on topic and to keep us moving. But we get on the Skype so we can look at each other. It helps being able to look at each other, I think. And then he records using Camtasia. I've recorded in the past using GarageBand. But there are lots of recording devices. I use the voice memos on my phone to record some of the conversations that I do with the interviewing process. And so you don't have to go super high tech. I had a super cool Blue Yeti microphone that I got through a grant for podcasting, and my Mac has decided it doesn't want to work with it anymore. So I
maybe
am
you have
using
a bad cord.
We've tried different cords.
All right.
I know. So I'm using my Apple headphones now to do the recording. So it's super low tech. Use what you've got because just getting it started is a huge enough process. Don't get trampled by, you know, editing or software or anything else. Our good buddy Josh Flores uses a mixer.
Right.
To do his. And I mean, when I first looked at that, I thought there is no way I'm going to start a podcast because that just looks too complicated. But that's his process. He's comfortable there. And so just use what's comfortable. Are you thinking about starting a podcast?
I'm thinking I could do that.
Yeah, and you can do
that. You can do that. And
I'm thinking about retiring, so that would be a retirement job.
Hey, yeah.
And there's apps too on if you are an Apple school with iPads or whatever. There's apps. I think Audio Boom allows you to record and upload to the Audio Boom website, and you can get some freemium apps. So either free or low cost to utilize all their full function.
It was a grant, and so we did some research, and I'm using one called Podbean. That's the hosting site basically for the podcast. I've got as much space as I want. If I wanted to have 15 different podcasts hosted there, I could. It was $169 for the year. But it automatically throws it into, all of the different podcasting venues to listen to out there. So it throws it into Stitcher. It throws it into Podbean. It throws it into the Apple podcast, app. Yeah.
Right. And then once you have your podcast in, there's just a couple little geeky things that you have to do with where you want to host it. So most of the Apple podcast is huge. And if you just Google, I need to set up an Apple podcast, a podcast through Apple, there's a link and it tells you, you click on it and it asks for some specific information that you will, that when you develop your podcast, like wherever you host it, they'll give you that information. They'll say, this is what you paste on those podcast websites. And so you need a little bit of techie to do that, but it's not an unbearable. It's not like you have to be some super duper really into it technology person.
Right. All right.
Is it lunchtime? I'm hungry.
I don't know. Oh, we got to do the closing. Hey, do you want to come and close us out? So all you have to say is, all right, educators, you know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Do you want me to say
that? Yeah.
Those guys aren't going to say it over there.
They're just
going to
laugh.
So here's the microphone. All right, educators, you know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
All right, educators, you know what to do. Go out and
dominate
the world.
Oh, that, ooh, I like that.
I know. That's
and yesterday,
good.
Jose had to write it down.
I know.
I love you, Jose, but you had to write it down.
That is right. And you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Okay.